This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Egyptian security forces have once again clashed with supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. An anti-government protest rally was held near the Defense Ministry headquarters in Cairo. Police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse hundreds of pro-Morsi students who had blocked a nearby road. Similar clashes broke out between police and pro-Morsi students in the Nile Delta city of Zakazik and the city of Alexandria, where two demonstrators were killed and several others were injured by live rounds. The protesters demand Morsi's reinstatement. Egypt has seen deadly protests following Morsi's ouster by the military back in July. Meanwhile, students of Cairo's Al-Azhar University have called for mass rallies in the city's iconic Liberation Square on Friday. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Mohammed, tell us the latest coming out of especially Alexandria and other cities.
Yes, Waqar, after the now regular eventful anti-coup daytime university protest that covered most of Egypt's big universities, despite a judicial ban on the holding of such protests, nighttime protests took place across much of Egypt's provinces on Wednesday, the first day of the new year, despite warnings of lengthy jail terms and capital punishment for protest leaders. Now, the second city of Alexandria, that northern Mediterranean city that saw some of the biggest street protests over the last few weeks, was the hotspot on Wednesday as the first day of 2014 refused to go out without blood spilling, just like the case in much of the past 6 months since the army's overthrow of Egypt's first freely democratically elected civilian president. At least two protesters, Waqar, a 24-year-old and a 27-year-old, were killed by live gunfire, and many were injured, some in critical condition. A police officer and two soldiers were also injured in those clashes. Around 20 arrests were made among the ranks of the Morsi supporters. Now, the anti-coup alliance in Alexandria has called for a Friday of rage in response to the events, vowing to keep the protests peaceful, but also vowing to, quote, cut the hands of the aggressors, unquote. There has been, Waqar, a change of tactics by anti-coup protesters as of late, especially regarding a rise in resistance to attacks by security forces and at times by so-called thugs. Protesters especially raise their resistance when women protesters are attacked. The protesters have torched several police cars and vehicles in the recent days, and they've also killed thugs, just like what happened in Dambieta on Tuesday. But security forces have also up the beat. It is rare to have a day now that goes without a killing in this period. Alexandria on Wednesday saw army forces helping out police in an intervention that we hadn't seen, at least in the last few weeks. Now, all of this, Waqar, is happening less than 2 weeks before the government planned a constitutional referendum, part of the army-imposed roadmap that accompanied the overthrow of Morsi. You have the trial of Morsi himself next week and the retrial of the renowned 6th of April Youth Movement founders. And you also have, of course, last but not least, the third anniversary of the 25th of January Revolution, the toppled longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak. So a tense beginning to the year in Egypt in 2014, and extremely tense days must be lying ahead, as it is very much apparent, especially after the call by the students against the coup movement, led by Al-Azhar students, for a march on Friday to Tahrir Square, that iconic Liberation Square, Waqar.
Okay, Mohammed, thanks very much for that.